Hello mga betch, it's me, your gay detective, Martin Rules, and welcome back to my channel. And you know what time it is, it's Philip Este True Crime Asia, yes. Actually, matagal ko na ito pinag-iisipan, like last year pa, because we want to widen our horizon, kaya naman here we are, our pilot episode. So welcome sa first episode ng True Crime Asia. Let's go, pasok kayo kung saan pag-uusapan natin yung mga gruesome, horrible, and awful stories committed by humans. Of course, what's new? Kaya kung kayo ay may nalalaman mga true crime stories na nangyari sa Asia, let me know sa comment section below at pag-uusapan natin yan sa mga susunod na episodes. Anyway, kamusta kayong lahat? I hope you guys, girls, and my non-binary friends are safe and healthy. Kung bago kayo sa aking channel, hello, my name is Tin, and tuwing Thursday, gumagawa ko ng video tungkol sa totoong krimen o misteryo na nangyari sa Pilipinas at Asia habang nagmi-makeup. Kaya naman kung interesado ka sa ganito klaseng content, I highly suggest na mag-subscribe ka na sa aking channel for more story like this. Huwag mo rin kalimutan na i-click yung bell button para makalampag ka pag meron tayong bagong uploads. And lastly, if you have any questions tungkol sa topic natin for today or sa mga makeup na i-apply ko, huwag kayo mahiya na magtanong sa comment section below. Okay, so last week, pinag-usapan natin yung Cochise B-Bomb Double Murder Case. And today naman, we are going to talk about the gruesome murder of Abby Choi. By the way, shoutout nga pala kay Maricel M for recommending this case. Girl, hindi ko pa dapat gagawin itong story na ito or case na ito because I'm working on something else. Pero since ang dami ng news na nagsusulputan, oo, nabagabag ako. Dapat ko na kayong idamay dito, nakakaloka. Kaya if may nalalaman kayong mga true crime na nangyari sa Asia, don't hesitate to let me know sa comment section below. Babala. Ang mga susunod na imahe, istorya, at description ay maaaring makapagdulot ng takot. Huwag magpatuloy kung kinakailangan. This case literally shocked the internet because number one, yung victim is a well-known personality. And number two, yung details kung gaano ka-gruesome yung pag-murder sa kanya. Kagaya nga nung sinabi ko kanina, this is not our original topic for this week. Pero dahil isa ako sa mga naging invested sa case, hindi ko na kaya ipagpaliban pa. That's why we're here. And I don't usually cover yung mga fresh or super recent na true crime because maaaring kulang pa sa detalye. But this bitch, nakalatag na lahat. Who would have thought in this age and time, may mga taong nag-iisip na pumatay ng kapwa nila tao. With the recession, the inflation, hindi ko akalain may mga tao pa rin nag-iisip like, today I feel like killing someone. Girl! At i-imitate yung mga documentaries or movies as a casual day. Nasabi ko na to before, I'm not religious pero y'all need Jesus. Disclaimer lang, definitely mabubutcher ko yung mga names ng mga involved sa case, so ngayon pa lang, pasensya na. Anyway, bago tayo magtungo sa gruesome details ng story, kilalanin muna natin yung biktima. Si Abby Choi Tin Fang, or mas kilala as simple as Abby Choi, ay ipinanganak noong July 11, 1994 sa Hong Kong. May mga reports na she was born in South Korea. Pero either sa South Korea or sa Hong Kong, yung kanyang permanent residence ay sa Hong Kong. Si Abby ay panganay sa tatlong babaeng magkakapatid from a wealthy family who ran a construction business with dealings in mainland China. She was a private person who never discussed her childhood or family in any detail, not even to her closest friends. She was a social media personality with over 100,000 followers on Instagram. She was also a model, a philanthropist, and a fashion icon. She got featured in various fashion magazines like Elle, Harper's Bazaar, and Vogue. And just recently, she appeared as the cover girl of L'Officiel Monaco for its February issue. As the magazine publication said, she was one of the most sought-after influencers in the industry. Abby was also a regular attendee of Paris Fashion Week or Fashion Week in general, meeting well-known designers like Jean-Baptiste Valli, Zubair Murad, to name a few. She also enjoyed showcasing her elegant chic style on her Instagram page, featuring Dior, Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Fendi. Sabi niya sa kanyang interview with L'Officiel, and I quote, "I'm a person who always absorbs inspiration and always tries new style. Sometimes I also try to dress up extravagant by mixing and combining different looks." She was also featured in Forbes 30 Under 30 Asia list, recognizes young and innovative individuals in various industries. Ito, may mga ibang hindi nakakaalam nito, pero before she became popular, nag-took off yung career niya noong 2018 when she won Miss Asia Pacific International Korea title. With this, ang daming opportunities na nag-open sa kanya or nagbuka sa kanya, and worked with several high-profile brands like L'Oreal, Estée Lauder, and Lancome. Abby's net worth is estimated at about 100 million Hong Kong dollars. In 2012, she married Alex Kwong and they had two sons together. However, the marriage did not last long, kaya the couple divorced for an unknown reason. I mean, that's their business. So, after a while, in 2016, Abby married Chris Tam or Tam Chap Kwan, owner of Tam Jai Samgor Mixan, isang award-winning household noodle restaurant chain with 66 outlets from Hong Kong to Singapore. She also had two more kids with Chris. Ito, I'm not sure about this, pero yung mga nababasa ko, ang sabi, yung couple never really legally registered their marriage. Mm-mm. Ang weird, pero that's also their business, so... Despite sa divorce niya sa una niyang asawa na si Alex Kwong, she maintained a good relationship with Kwong's family. Ang sabi ng isang article, she bought a 4-bedroom, 1,820-square-foot luxury apartment for the family and her two children in Hong Kong's exclusive Kaduri Hill. Abby also helped her ex-husband's brother na si Anthony Kwong to buy another house. Now, fast forward to this year, 2023, February 14, si Abby posted photos sa kanyang Instagram account. She is posing on a balcony against Paris skyline, dining with friends. Ang sabi niya sa isang post, "From Hong Kong to the cover of L'Officiel Monaco, my journey as a style icon continues. Grateful for this recognition and the continued support along the way." After a week, Abby was back in Hong Kong when she was reported missing on February 21. I-report ito nung second husband niya na si Chris Tam sa mga pulis nung hindi na siya umuwi sa bahay. Huli siyang nakita suot ang white t-shirt, white trousers, white slippers, carrying a purple handbag. Yung former brother-in-law niya na si Anthony Kwong, also her chauffeur, allegedly supposed to drive Abby to pick her kids up. Instead, she was not seen again. Si Abby was last seen at a luxury housing estate at the city's exclusive Kaduri Hill in Homantin area, as per South China Morning Post. Nakita sa CCTV na she was picked up by a 7-seater car by Anthony Kwong. May isang Instagram account na di umano pagmamayari ni Anthony Kwong na merong several friendly photos together with Abby. Winawish niya si Abby ng happy birthday and calling her or referring to her as sis. The Hong Kong police deployed more than 150 detectives para malaman yung whereabouts ni Abby. They zeroed in on Tai Po Village after checking records from the 7-seater's vehicle's GPS. Nakonduct ng door-to-door interviews sa village yung mga officers. Inanalyze din nila yung videos from local houses, dashcams ng mga vehicles, and it led them to a 3-story building which later discovered a crime scene. By the way, trigger warning ulit sa mga nakikinig, please stop the video if you are eating or you are not in the right headspace because nakakaloka yung mga susunod na mangyayari. Okay, so remember nung nasa Europe si Abby, either for L'Officiel shoot or Paris Fashion Week. Back home in Hong Kong, ang sabi ng mga investigators, yung kanyang ex-husband or former husband na si Alex Kwong at yung two family members nito ay nagpa-plot na na i-murder siya pagbalik niya. Early in February, officials claim na yung trio rented an apartment in the picturesque coastal village of Lumei Tuen and turned it into a splatterproof body disposal workshop. Ang sabi ng isang police officer, the flat was arranged meticulously by cold-blooded killers. Walang laman na furniture whatsoever. They also discovered a literal butcher shop equipped with meat grinders, electric saw, two types of chopper, a hammer, gloves, face shields, and black raincoats. Plus, yung purple handbag belonged to Abby. Sa refrigerator, nakita ng mga otoridad yung dalawang dismembered legs ng isang babae as well as two pots full of soup. Yung soup containing carrots, green radish, mincemeat, and yung mga investigators suspected na yung meat na yon ay human remains. What in the hell's kitchen is this, honey? Nung na-fully analyze yung soup sa police facility, a skull and ribs were found in it. Yung back ng skull ni Abby had a large hole in it, and yung mga investigators believe na ito yung dahilan ng pagkamatay niya. Dagdag pa ng Hong Kong police, yung decapitated na ulo ni Abby had been boiled until only the skull remained. Yung mga suspects covered the wall with a sail, they put on a raincoat and face shield so they would not get bloodstained by dismembering the body. Sabi ni Police Superintendent Alan Chung sa isang press conference noong February 25, yung grisly details ng murder ni Abby created a shockwave across Metropolis, often regarded as one of the safest in the world. All of this is because of their dispute over the 73 million Hong Kong dollars luxury apartment na binili ni Abby for the Kwong family. Yung relationship ng mga Kwongs at ni Abby went sour when she planned to sell the Cadery Hill apartment. Though binayaran ito ni Abby, nakapangalan naman yung bahay sa former father-in-law niya na si Kwong Kao. Ipinangalan niya dito dahil allegedly para makaiwas siya sa nearly 8 million Hong Kong dollars in stamp duty. Or yung binabayaran mong tax kapag bumili ka ng bahay, apartment, etc. And even though pinangako niya sa mga Kwongs na maghahanap siya ng bagong titirahan ng mga ito, she was met with fierce resistance from Kao, a law enforcement told The Morning Post. According sa isang local newspaper na Oriental Daily News, yung pagtatalo nila na uwi sa pag-consult ni Abby sa isang lawyer who told her as long as she could prove that she paid for the property, she could still receive money from its sale. Hindi lang malinaw whether or not nabenta yung property, regardless, yung mga police, ito yung nakikitang nag-spark sa pag-mastermind ni Kwong Kao sa plot na murder sa kanyang former daughter-in-law. At alam niyo ba, itong tinuturong mastermind ay isang decorated former police officer. Kita niyo nga naman, kahit saan talaga, police ang terorista. Si Kwong Kao ay isang dating Hong Kong police sergeant who retired from service in 2005, having received a medal for long service in 2001. Ayon sa isang Chinese newspaper, Xinchu Daily, he was forced to resign after being accused of alleged sexually assaulting a woman. Now, let's talk about yung details na nangyari ayon sa mga otoridad. Hong Kong police say that early in February, Kwong Kao rented a ground floor flat in a three-story building in the Lung Mei Tsuen. Isang 47-year-old woman named Miss Nang or Miss Wu in Mandarin helped him rent the property, as well as another flat in the city that would later serve as an alleged hideout for Alex Kwong. Sabi sa mga local media reports, itong si Miss Wu, isang masseuse, who has been in a relationship with Kwong Kao for about 6 months. She claimed and told her colleagues na there was a rich old man who was going to take care of her and had rarely come to work recently. On February 21, si Anthony Kwong drove Kaduri Hill in a 7-seater car to pick up Abby and take her to collect her children. As they were approaching the entrance to the Lion Rock Tunnel, tumigil raw yung sasakyan pagkatapos sumakay si Alex Kwong. Remember yung ex-husband ni Abby? Turns out, itong Alex na ito ay may sarili niya rin palang criminal history. Yes, it runs in the family. Yung mga prosecutors told the court na he had been wanted since 2015 for his alleged role in a 5 million Hong Kong dollar gold scam, which reportedly involved conning young men on social media app into making false advertisement. Anyway, going back, nung napabalitang nawawala na si Abby, yung mga police officers contacted the Kwongs for information. Pero ayon sa kanila, the two brothers and father gave false or misleading statements. They created plenty of lies and smoke screens to mislead us, ang sabi ni Mr. Chung, yung police superintendent, causing investigators to waste time checking surveillance cameras in order to check their claims. Hanggang sa they dig deeper, cross-check, and analyze everything, and eventually stumbled upon sa 3-story house in Lung Mei Tsuen. Kaya naman on February 27, the Hong Kong police charged 28-year-old Alex Kwong with the gruesome murder of his ex-wife, along with his father, Kwong Kao, 65, and his older brother, Anthony Kwong, 31. Pati yung 63-year-old na former mother-in-law ni Abby na si Jenny Lee was also charged with preventing the course of justice for allegedly destroying the evidence. Lahat sila inaresto pero yung ex-husband ni Abby na si Alex Kwong was nowhere to be found. Kaya yung otoridad ay nagsagawa ng manhunt. As you may all know, sobrang ingay nung case na ito. Nagkaroon ng buzz sa Chinese social media and yung friend ni Abby na si Pao Joey nag-offer ng 2 million Hong Kong dollars reward for information leading to Alex Kwong. At isang Taiwanese internet celebrity naman known as Doris added her own 1 million Hong Kong dollars sa reward. Sabi ng mga police, etong si Alex Kwong went ground in a luxury flat in Arc Sky Tower in central Hong Kong. And kung naalala nyo, ito yung di umano pinarentahan sa kanila ni Miss Wu. And then finally, on February 25, yung mga otoridad learned na si Alex Kwong ay nagpabalak na tumakas by a speedboat. Napigilan siya ng mga police sa Tung Chung Development Pier on Hong Kong's Western Island in Lantau, malapit sa International Airport. He was arrested with 500,000 Hong Kong dollars in cash and luxury watches worth a total of roughly 4 million Hong Kong dollars. Inaresto rin ng mga police yung 41-year-old yacht rental employee named Lam on suspicion of aiding Alex Kwong flee for an alleged fee of 100,000 Hong Kong dollars. Yung apat na mag-anak na si Kwong Kao, Jenny Lee, Anthony Kwong, and Alex Kwong appeared in court noong February 28, reportedly without yet making a plea and were denied bail. However, yung dalawang suspect na si Miss Wu was released on bail without charges but must report to police this month. Si Lam naman was released on 50,000 Hong Kong dollars bail and he was barred from leaving the city and was ordered to surrender his travel documents. At kailangan niya rin mag-report sa Tsing Yi Police Station twice a week. Yung pag-assess sa offender with an intent to preventing their prosecution is punishable by up to 2 years in jail and 5,000 Hong Kong dollars fine if the case is tried before the magistrate. At pwedeng tumaas yung penalty up to 10 years in jail if the case is heard by a judge and jury. And of course, yung murder ay mandatory life imprisonment. Meanwhile, yung search for other missing hands and torso ni Abby are still ongoing. More than 100 officers ang nagsasagawa ng search sa huling lugar na pinuntahan ni Kwong Kao and Anthony Kwong sa Clifftop Graveyard East of the city, aka Junk Bay Cemetery. Divers from Hong Kong Police Elite Flying Tigers Unit search the waters for Abby's missing body parts, while dog handlers and sailors scoured cemeteries and forested crags around it. Yung current husband ni Abby na si Chris Tam describe her as quote-unquote kind-hearted and a good person who is always willing to help others. Dagdag pa niya in a quote, "She supported me and loved me very much. She also brought up 4 cute and obedient kids. It has been a blessing to be Abby's family or friend," end quote. One of her friends naman na si Bernard Cheng told Association Press, in a quote, "I can't imagine a person who is so good, so full of love, so innocent. A person who doesn't do anything bad will be killed like this. My heart is still heavy. I can't sleep well," end quote. In the days after Abby's death, yung Instagram page niya were flooded with compliment comments, tributes, and condolences. Habang yung account naman ni Anthony Kwong were bombarded with furious comments, calling him demon, psycho, and cold-blooded. Many users on Chinese social media compared the case to the 2019 South Korean film Parasite. According sa Taiwanese China Times, there were at one point around 110 million people discussing about the murder at social network Weibo. Yung Abby and Palmes charitable organization naman, isang animal rescue non-profit organization co-founded by Abby, paid tribute on social media saying in a quote, "You always help animals and you were a loving and kind person. Please rest in peace and we will carry on your legacy," end quote. One member of the charity described how she once saved a severely injured cat that had been hit by a car and was already attracting flies. "I thought we could not save the cat, but Abby insisted on doing so. And the cat eventually survived, which is a miracle," the report said. Dinescribe naman nung tatay ni Chris Tam na si Tam Chap Kwan si Abby as a precious daughter and responsible mother. Even yung mother-in-law niya ang sabi, palagi ito nagdadala ng pagkain sa family gatherings, at laging may gifts tuwing may mga birthday or Mother's Day celebration. Yung kaibigan ng mga Tams, ang sabi, sobrang maaalagain nila at yung nanay ni Abby sa 4 na naulilang bata. And yung grandmother told them to avoid all news media and delete all news apps sa mga cellphones nila para makapag-grieve sila in peace. The Morning Post also reported na yung phones will be restricted sa Elite International School kung saan nag-aaral yung isa sa mga anak ni Abby. So, that is the story of the gruesome or grisly murder of Abby Choi. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Ako ay... Wala akong masabi. It is indeed we are living in a very scary world. Diba nga? Yung iisipin mo pa lang yung mga gagawin mo to kill somebody, paano ka nakakatulog tuwing gabi te? And what really bugs me is how fucked up you can get para magawa itong mga bagay na ito. Any neuroscientists watching or listening, please help us learn how the brain works. Kasi ako, hindi ko maintindihan kung ano ang tumatakbo sa isip nila, nakakaloka. Anyway, before we end this video, nung pumutok itong balita, of course for us, super shocked tayo. Pero for Hong Kongers, it has also resurfaced painful memories of previous cases of dismemberment in the city. Karamihan ang targeted ay young women and almost all perpetrated by men. Back in 1999, meron silang tinatawag na Hello Kitty murder, kung saan si Fan Man Yi, 23-year-old, was abducted by gang members and brutally tortured for a month before her death and dismemberment. Yung bungo niya was eventually found sewn inside a Hello Kitty plush doll. Meron namang 4 na babae. Yung pinakabata was 17-year-old, killed by a taxi driver who kept their dismembered body in jars before his arrest in 1982. Then came 16-year-old Wong Kam-yu, who was strangled and dismembered in 2008. And yung remains niya was flushed down in the toilet. And in 2013, si Glory Chow and Moon Siu were murdered and dismembered by their 28-year-old son, a crime described by the judge as evil and absolutely hideous. These cases are exceptionally rare in Hong Kong dahil sobrang baba ng rate of violent crime nila. Kayo naman, let me know your thoughts, opinions, violent reactions sa topic natin for today. Thank you so much for watching. And as always, please keep safe and healthy. And I'll see you guys on my next video. Bye!